This is yours truly, Jean-Claude Elie, sharing with you the community a serious message that I sent to my sister Lillian Claude, the elder of the family. It's about damages done by her daughter, Dr. Marie-Paul Dupiton. Please listen. Hello Lillian, this is your little brother Claudie. While you're hiding behind a wall of silence, you will continue to receive messages from me. The judgment that is to come will come right here on earth. You as the elder, you are the one I have to speak to. I could blame your daughter or a Marlene's sister, but the main responsibility rests with you. The situation is going from bad to worse because when I ask you to talk, you will not talk. When I ask for peace, you will not negotiate. Because you are a mother, just like Marlene, with no control over your children, because your children control you. The greatest satisfaction that I get in my campaign for the truth, what I get from the community. And like everybody says, what they see happening in this family, they have never seen it in any family. As long as you cannot control the actions of your daughter, my public campaign will continue. What you've seen so far is nothing yet. And I'm not doing it out of meanness, but for justice. What hurts me the most, for his sister that I used to consider as a second mother, your daughter get me arrested and drag me to court, all because I want to know why you people intruded in my marriage and what you did to my daughter. Because of jealousy for my marriage, for the way I was living good, and for the respect I get in the community, you would create this catastrophe. Your daughter trying to coerce my wife into a criminal act. For my blood pressure to blow up to 230 when I could have a stroke. Your daughter told Marlene, let him die. Now, your daughter went hiding from a pharmacist to avoid refilling a prescription and 1 month without critical eye drops. Then, after Marlene and I separated, still paying her phone bill, and service was disconnected because I missed the payment, I was the one who blocked her phone to control her. So you encouraged her to get me arrested, forcing me to spend another week without the critical eye drops. Finally, I got the diagnosis that I'm blind in my right eye and I just had surgery to save the left eye. Your daughter drove me to the edge of blindness. That is why I keep informing the community because such thing cannot be kept hidden. You messed up my daughter's head so much that she cannot even ask her father how was the surgery. You all stole my wife? That's okay. But as far as my daughter, I swear to God that you will answer to that. And until the next time, Claudie the Messenger, the equalizer, and the son of Anna was Victor.